The reading today comes from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." This is the gospel of Christ.
Thanks, Josiah. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that the coming of the Lord Jesus means. And we thank you for the chance to just spend a few moments now thinking on his birth and the importance of it for our lives. We pray that you would just stir in us again and afresh the importance of what this means for us now and for always. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. At the beginning of the first Star Wars movie, and by first I mean the one that was called Number 4, A New Hope, but which will always just be Star Wars to me. At the beginning of the movie, you may remember Darth Vader and his Imperial forces, the Stormtroopers, gain control of a ship, and they capture Princess Leia, one of the key rebel leaders. So you've got Darth Vader and his troops, and you've got Princess Leia, who's one of the rebels. It's a major incident in the interplanetary affairs of a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It's a significant moment in the big picture of what was going on. As the rebels faced the might of the Empire, one of their crucial leaders was caught by the dreaded Darth Vader. In the big scheme of things, it seemed this was a game changer, an incident of momentous proportions. And yet, around the same time, in another place, something of seeming little importance was happening. A young farm boy called Luke, on a remote desert planet, was going about his business, and he bought a couple of old broken-down robots. And in the big scheme of things, it looked like nothing. Gave the appearance of no relevance, no importance. And yet, as all of us fans of Star Wars knows, what was going on that little backwater planet of Tatooine was hugely significant, because that boy Luke would grow up to become a Jedi Master and become the one who led the rebels to the ultimate victory, which would destroy the Empire. I've got to stop talking about Star Wars. For those recording history, though, think about it for a moment. The event of Darth capturing Leia seemed like the key one. It appeared to be the critical one. But often it's the things which don't necessarily jump out to us as important that actually are. And you see that same thing happen on the first Christmas. Have a think about it for a moment. If you were looking at the big scheme of things, what would you expect to be the key event in the verses that Josiah just read to us? Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. If you didn't know how everything was going to play out, surely it would be verse 1. Alex, is verse 1 up? It would be verse 1, when we see the most powerful person in the world, Caesar Augustus, decide to take a census over the whole Roman Empire. There's your historical event. There's your big scheme of things. There's your game changer. Except it wasn't. Because at the same time that was going on, in one of the backwater countries under Roman occupation, Judea, in a tiny settlement, little more than a village called Bethlehem, God himself in human form was born. It looked from the outside like nothing. Looked from the outside as if everything was happening in Rome and the Empire, but actually Bethlehem was the key place. Babies are born every day, aren't they? Poor babies with no bed or home are also sadly born every day. And you could have been forgiven for thinking, well, this was just another regular event. But friends, this was the birth of the one who forms the dating system of the world by the year of his birth. This is the one whose birth and death mark the calendar in nearly every country on the globe as Christmas and Easter. This was the birth of the one who proved to be the most influential life ever lived on this planet. It looked like nothing. It was everything. Because this baby came for the exact purpose of dying on the cross to save us. He came to do what we couldn't, live a sinless life and die for the sins of each who trust in him. It looked like nothing next to the might of Caesar and the Roman Empire, but the small, seemingly insignificant birth was the most important event. Do you know, hardly anyone today knows much about Caesar Augustus, even less know anything about the census that went round the world, but our planet continues to remember the events of the first Christmas, because despite appearances, they're crucial for every single one of us. And so could I ask you please this Christmas to just take a moment to ask yourself if perhaps you could be spending most of your life chasing things which look like they're important, but really, in the true scheme of things, aren't that important. So often we spend our lives, the focus of our lives, looking for relationships or succeeding in our jobs or making money or spending money or our leisure pursuits, thinking because they seem like the important things of life. And Jesus continues to seem remote and unimportant in contrast. That couldn't be further from the truth. A life lived without Jesus is missing the most important element there is. You and I were made to have a relationship with the God who created us. And it's only possible to have a good relationship with him in Jesus. And without that, you'll always know it. Some bit of you will be searching. Some bit of you will have discontent or unhappiness. We know it when we're not living for what we were created for. And no matter what you throw yourself into, friends, relationships, booze, work, pleasure, you'll never find what you're looking for. Because despite appearances, Jesus continues to be the most important thing in life. In Star Wars, on that first Christmas, and today, looks can be deceiving. Things that seem important at first can prove to be very different. Perhaps this Christmas would be a wonderful time to reprioritize your life and put the main thing back in the main position. Make sure Jesus is where he should be. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, it's so easy for us to get caught up in the things of this life and just to put as a priority things which in the end are unimportant and to miss the things which are crucial. And Father, I pray that for each one of us here this morning, we might, as we rejoice in the birth of the Lord Jesus, realize that his coming and his death on our behalf is the most crucial thing in the history of this world, and that bit by bit and day by day and week by week, we may center our lives around this good news. For we ask it in the mighty name of the one who was born all those years ago. Amen.